Jackson, May 4th, 1863. Brother Abel, your very kind note of April 26 came to hand this afternoon. I'm always glad to hear from you, as you are the only one of our family that writes very often to me. I suppose, because I've been gone so long from home, that I'm almost forgotten, but not so with me. There's not a day passes that I do not think of each one of the family. When Mother was living, I could look for my regular letters, but since then they are few and far between. My health is good as it ever was in my life. The weather is very warm and sultry like August in Vermont. I do not like the South. I consider it hardly worth fighting for. The soil is poor and the climate is certainly not very agreeable to me. St. Paul's about the latitude for me. And the people are a mean, ignorant set of swellhead traitors as ever one government had to contend with. They hate the Yankees as badly as we hate them. So where's your union? I would like to see them whipped, and then I would like to see them all in the hottest place a man can think of. The latest account from Grant's army before Vicksburg is encouraging. A large portion of the army have passed the batteries and landed below. Report says they have destroyed the railroad between Vicksburg and Jackson, Mississippi. If so, I think our success is sure, but I think we shall hear important news from them before you receive this. The rebels must be broken down before the 1st of July, or it cannot be for years. Our regiment has just returned from Corinth, where we have been for the last 2 weeks garrisoning the forts, while General Dodge made an advance with the forces at that place into Alabama, capturing several prisoners and horses, burning the town of Tuscumbia, and returning without loss. While there, I was on picket on the old battleground fought the 3rd of October last. Rebels are buried with their feet and hands sticking out. We covered several of them up. Our dead were all decently buried. The 2nd, 5th, 7th, 14th, Iowa were there and fought gallantly. Their dead are buried all over the ground with little boards at the head of most of them with their names cut in with a knife. It is an awful-looking place. Rosecrans knows how to fight as well as any general we have, in my opinion. I have a poor opinion of Grant, but he has a good army under him that are ready and willing to do anything in the power of men to do. Most all the Western Army is at Vicksburg. My prayer is for a vigorous prosecution of the war. I will stand my chance with them if they will only lead, but this lying around in camp doing picket and guard duty with no good results to the good is disagreeable, to say the least. Where is that Potomac Army? It is mortifying to a loyal man to look at it. I would like to make you a visit and tend to after the war, but I expect to have to serve out my regular time. I would like to see your babies. Hope you will bring them up in the way they should be. I rather like the name. What has become of Aunt Elizabeth? I would like to see her. I received a letter from Sarah today. They are all well. John is in Wisconsin. Harrison and family were all right. I guess times are a little better. Produce is bringing a better price. Greenbacks are plenty, which answers for money, so that they can pay their taxes and live, something I've not been able to do for the last 3 or 4 years. My duties at present are not very hard, but requires my constant attention. I believe I feel the place satisfactory thus far. We have a good set of boys. I get along with them first rate. Give my love to your wife and kiss the babies, and write often, and I will do the same. Yours truly, Jess. P.S. Tell Father to write to me. I can read it if he would follow the lines. I will send you my photograph as soon as I get an opportunity to have it taken.